Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Well, speaking of insight to games, something crazy happened this past weekend after the Bears and the Texans face off. And what's... I say it's crazy. The reaction's been crazy. All right. I want y'all to hear the interaction that has gone viral between CJ Stroud and Caleb Williams on the field at midfield after the game.
Good job out there, bro.
Yeah.
Hey,
keep going.
Stop taking those hits. Learn from those mistakes, and everything that you got, bro, is in you already, bro. You're gonna be a hell of a player in this league.
Yeah.
All right, boy.
Appreciate it.
For sure.
The reason this has gone viral.
No, come is, here. You come over here.
Yeah, the reason this has gone viral is because Caleb was not like, I don't think he realized that CJ was about to get in his ear. And he's kind of like looking off, you know, in another direction. And he never really looks at CJ. But it is like, there are so many different opinions about the way he's acting. Should CJ Stroud be giving this kind of advice in year number two? I mean, all kinds of stuff.
I have a lot of thoughts because I saw a lot of those comments too and a lot of the hot takes on how Caleb Williams should have responded or maybe didn't have to respond at all. Right. I listened to CJ Stroud. I don't know if you're going to play that or not. Okay, so I'll save that. I'll save my response.
Yeah, let's go in here. And I got just a short snippet, but because he talked about it for about 2 minutes. But this is kind of how he reacted to the way that Caleb Williams looks on film.
And, you know, I don't think he was trying to, like, you know, be any towards me. He's just upset that they lost. I totally understand. So I have a ton of respect for that guy, man. I want him to do extremely well, just like any other guy until we play on that day. You know what I mean? And after the game, we can be cool. You know what I mean? But I'm definitely, you know, rooting for him and I want to see him do extremely well.
Now, among other reactions, Tiff, it, a lot of people were saying, you know, CJ Stroud's talking like he's Tom Brady. I'm going to tell you right now, every time I hear C.J. Stroud open his mouth, I become a bigger fan of his. So,
he is one of the most sincere players, genuine players that I have dealt with. And I know he's only been in the league right for a hot second, right? So I do believe him in the sincerity of the interaction and what he was trying to do. Then also on the flip side of that, I can see, and I'm not speaking for Caleb, but like maybe in his mind he's thinking, all right, you're giving me this advice, but there's cameras around. Everybody knows in those interactions the cameras are picking up on absolutely everything. So maybe if you were going to do that, you probably could have met with him like so many guys do back in the locker room. You could have come back out and told him that. And maybe in that moment, a heated moment after a game where you just lost and you want to get off the field, maybe that wasn't the right time to do it. But then again, CJ said he's had guys do it to him on the field and he appreciated it. And again, for Caleb's perspective, might be feeling different because it's from a guy that is just in his second year. But by the way, he's playing
phenomenal.
Yeah. He's playing like a 10-year veteran. I think that there's a friendship there too. I think they've been to camps together and stuff in their past. I don't have a problem with it. I think you should listen to all any and all advice. CJ Stroud had phenomenal success in year one. You have yet to throw a touchdown pass in the league. I also think people were maybe overreacting a little bit to Caleb Williams because what do we always get upset with is that players don't take losses as hard as we think they should, or why are they chumming it up and laughing after a game and swapping jerseys? And I always want to hear those complaints. I think there's a lot of respect. I just think sometimes timing is a big deal.
Well, and here was my biggest takeaway. I think Caleb Williams is still learning how to become a pro. Remember, this is his second NFL game. And I don't think he understands some of the structure and some of the emotions that will go around the fact this is a very long season. You are going to lose games. And I think when you have a guy like CJ Stroud talking to you, then yeah, I don't know if he thought this interaction was coming. So it kind of catches him off guard to where he's like, I'm just going to dap up like I would have done in college. And yet CJ Stroud's like, hey, let me get in your ear for a second. And the fact that it's happened to CJ Stroud a number of times last year, I think that CJ understands that and Caleb will grow to understand that. And I think it's something you probably won't see that reaction as he continues to have these midfield interactions after the game down the road.
I do still lean on the side of it could have been a quick, hey, man, I'll find you after.
See, I don't necessarily agree with that. And I'm actually kind of surprised that you come from that angle, to be honest with you.
I think of it from those mics pick up. Everyone was going to see that.
But it wasn't anything negative.
And it wasn't negative. Yeah. But, like, imagine being the guy that just lost and then someone's trying to tell you, like, I don't know. I look at it from both sides. Again, having spent time with CJ from Ohio State to professional, that's who he is. He's a solid, solid dude.
Yeah.
On Caleb's side, I could just see it being like, hey, not right now, maybe.
I'm surprised because I honestly did not see anything negative about the way Caleb Williams reacted. I like it, not at all. So I think that he was just like, oh, we're doing this. Oh, okay. So I didn't have a problem with it.
Especially you already have the relationship with the guy. So it seemed like you could have texted him, you could have called him. I don't know. I'm not disagreeing with it, but I'm saying there could have been a different place to have done it on the field.